I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu Peters today. We're grateful to have you here today. We have a great show planned for you. Now, first things first, we want to talk about a guest we had on early on this year, sharing the story of his daughter, Grace. Grace was murdered in the hospital with a concoction of deadly and lethal drugs, and they ended up overdosing a little girl. Now, this is more common than people think. People think that this is just some kind of isolated incident when this kind of stuff is happening every single day. To be exact, over 1,000 patients a day are murdered in these hospitals. I believe medical malpractice is one of the number one killers in the United States of America. Also, with the CDC protocols and the incentives that these hospitals were given, you can look forward to seeing a lot more of this. Here to sound the alarm on this is Scott Shera. He was Grace's father. You know, Scott, I am so sorry for what they have done to you and your family. I know nothing can ever bring little Grace back, but we're grateful to have you here today. We're grateful for your activism and the awareness that you're raising, you know, because this is a serious issue. This doesn't impact you, it impacts all of us, and this could happen to other people. Now, have you heard of any other instances where they have done the exact same thing that they did to your daughter?
Oh, several. So you mentioned in your open that medical malpractice is a leading cause of death. In fact, it's the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer. But what happened to Grace was not medical malpractice. Medical malpractice has an incidence of negligence with it. Well, when you see what happened to Grace, I mean, they gave her those three meds, Presidex, lorazepam, and morphine in 29 minutes. You can't do that to somebody and expect them to survive. Those are literally what is used with hospice patients on their last day of life. And we have, because Grace's case has gotten so big, other people have reached out to us. And the one we were just talking about off camera briefly is one where they use death row meds. And so specifically, people are not aware of this, but back in April of 2020, specifically April 6th of 2020, a number of doctors and pharmacists wrote a letter to all the states that have death row as part of their protocols. And the death row meds that they specifically requested in this letter, this was reported, by the way, on April 14th of 2020, just 8 days later after they wrote the letter. And they requested midazolam, fentanyl, and zirconium bromide specifically for COVID-19 patients. And I know you're going to put the actual information I researched on the links afterward, but I mean, these meds were used to kill another Down syndrome girl in Connecticut whose mother reached out to us. And in her situation, which is substantially worse than Grace, I mean, they used those meds that literally killed her. But on top of that, they use remdesivir, ventilator, and they, similar to Grace, they put an illegal DNR on her against the family's wishes. And she, unfortunately, was in the hospital for a full 22 days. And so I estimate the amount that they received from her stay in the $750,000 plus range.
So they billed them $750,000 to murder their daughter is what they essentially did. You know, it's been criminal what we've had to sit back and watch and see. And I know that you have mobilized a lot of people to get involved, to protest these protocols, to protest these hospitals. Her death appears to be intentional. You know, you said it wasn't medical malpractice. You know, this essentially is murder. Now, you know, they have used the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, as a shield, essentially. Like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're going to do whatever it takes to, you know, make sure that people get medicine, or this is the way it should be. And they had so many incentives and everything involved in this. Now, recently, Joe Biden said that the pandemic was over. You know, I look around me and I don't see a pandemic. If you watch the news, you'd think there'd be a giant bloodbath going on out there. Now, do you want to detail into that what Joe Biden meant when he said that the pandemic was over?
Yeah, that's a great question. What did he mean? So on September 19th, he announced to the world that the pandemic is over. And, you know, the good news about what we're finding is the things that I can research are now readily available online. So I started looking things up and saw the week ending September 20th, which was a day after he announced the pandemic was over, there were 28,833 new hospitalizations in the United States with COVID. And then what makes matters worse is the anniversary of Grace's death, which was last week, Thursday, October 13th, the public health emergency was re-upped for another 90 days. And I want to connect the dots with that. So how this pandemic continues is from a legal perspective. And so from a legal perspective, on January 27th of 2020, President Trump was the first one that instituted the public health emergency. That has to be re-upped every 90 days, which it has been ongoing, and got re-upped again on October 13th. So you reference in your open about 1,000 people a day still being murdered. They're being murdered of COVID following protocols. And that death protocol was re-upped on literally last week, Thursday. So what does that mean? It means that the hospitals are continuing to get bonus money for following protocols that kill people, and the immunity from liability under the PREP Act continues. Yes. So to frame this in a lot broader picture, the United States only has 4.3% of the world's population. We are the only country that has over 1 million deaths. We almost have almost 1.1 million deaths related to COVID. This makes no sense because right. We're the most medically advanced country in the world. The second country on this list is India. They're number two. They have less than half the deaths of the United States, yet their population is four times that of the United States, and their footprint on the planet is only one third. So what's going on? Well, right. India used ivermectin. The United States, we have, through the NIH, required the hospital systems to use death protocols. So I outlined what they did with the girl in Connecticut, what they did with Grace, but the two primary death protocols are remdesivir and ventilators. Remdesivir has a 75% kill rate for three doses and more, and the ventilator has a 90% kill rate. So that's why we have such high numbers in the United States. These doctors are following the protocols that are dictated by the NIH and paid for through bonus money. Through the first, we're in month 33 of COVID. Through the first 22 months, which is what I have the stats for, the hospitals were paid $400 billion from the government to follow these protocols that literally kill people at the rates I just said. So to put $400 billion in perspective, people don't grasp this because we throw these big numbers around all the time. $1 billion is 1,000 million. 400 billion is 400,000 million. That means we could have coined 400,000 new millionaires in this country, but instead the government, our taxpayer money, was paid to hospitals to literally kill our population. And it is sick. I can't tell enough people this story.
I know, it's true. It's true. And they'll never categorize the death as a murder by hospital protocol. It always goes down as a COVID death, you know, because we are using literal poison that sends people into renal failure on their hospital beds, should they have just used ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or, you know, treatments that were proven to work, we would have had a lot lower of a death rate. But it was the incentives. It was almost like it was a depopulation extermination plan that they were pushing through, because even in the Ebola trials, the remdesivir murdered over half of the patients. This isn't something that we should implement in the United States, especially a place as advanced as the United States. We have medical treatments available, but it was obviously a conspiracy to kill. Mr. Scott, we have 1 minute left. Any last words?
What I would love to tell people is that you have to be responsible for your own health. And in order to do that, you have to change your belief. If you believe the hospitals and the doctors are still following the Hippocratic Oath, you will never believe what I'm saying. You have to start with the belief that there is an agenda. And you referenced the population control agenda. I have come to believe that. I was not awake before Grace died. I'm awake now. And my belief relative to what's going on in the hospitals has changed completely because of what Grace went through and then now the statistics that I found. So I would encourage anybody, look into what I'm saying. If you find it to be true, change your perspective. You've got to be responsible for your own care because the doctors, for the most part, not all of them, but the ones that have been bought, they have been bought with an agenda to take you out.
It's true. It's true. Scott Shera, thank you so much and God bless you, okay?
Thank you very much, Lauren.
I want to talk to you about my great friends over at Goldco. You've been hearing me talk about Goldco a lot, and they are doing amazing things for the public. I'm getting emails all over the place as people are protecting themselves from this hyperinflation and these tax hikes and this criminal government theft and hundreds of billions of dollars being stolen so it can be sent over to Ukraine and funding the mandates and the bioweapon injections. We're funding our own demise. Plus, they're going to reset the financial system to zero. Everything that you've worked hard for is going to be gone. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Make sure to mention Stu Peters when you call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Firing on all cylinders from the minute that you pop your eyes open. You're just awake and processing information. You're more driven. You're more focused. You have more creativity, more clarity than ever before in your life. And that's because you found the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there. You will not believe how much information you'll learn about yourself when you fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information. This is the on switch, the light switch, completely safe, not addictive, 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail or be arrested because you're outsmarting everybody, because you're a better employee, a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better father, a better employer, a better boss, a better business owner, entrepreneur. You're just sifting through the distractions and just defeating everything that comes your way. Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, the way to go. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters.